Okay, so we are going to start. And the first speaker will be Tatiana, who will be speaking about mating type chromosomes of a fascinating fungus which is able to transform a female flower into a male flower producing spores. Thank you, Tatiana.
Indeed, I will present some of the work our team did on the evolution of a fungal mating type chromosome, where we found some shared pattern with sex chromosome with a recombination suppression and stepwise evolution of recombination suppression. And despite the fact that they don't control for male or female traits, so we found shared pattern like on the X and the Y chromosome that control for male or female phenotypes, where you can see here the A1 and A2 mating type cell mating. So they are the same size, they don't have any different traits. And we'll see that they still evolve into a differentiated mating type chromosomes. So one of the questions that some of you are interested in is, why are sex chromosomes so differentiated? So why do we have the X and the Y so different in many organisms, in animals, plants? It has been known that this is mainly because recombination suppression extends with time, so there is stepwise extension of recombination suppression. So this is a pattern well established in many plants and animals, and this is usually seen established by plotting the differentiation between the X and the Y alleles along the X chromosome gene order. And so we plot the differentiation between the X and the Y chromosome, and as soon as there is recombination suppression, independent mutation accumulate differently on the X and the Y chromosome, and differentiation increase with time. So differentiation is a proxy of the time since recombination suppression. And it has been initially shown on the human sex chromosome and then on other animal and plant chromosome that we find evolutionary strata of differentiation, so mean different discrete levels of differentiation, meaning that recombination suppression has extended with time, so with a higher differentiation in the most ancient strata of recombination suppression and then extension away from the sex-determining gene. So this is a well-established pattern found in many organisms, but there is still debate about why there is this pattern, what is the evolutionary cause of this stepwise extension of recombination suppression. And so it has long been thought, as you know, that it was due to sexual antagonism, so there are many traits that differ between males and females, and it's quite intuitive and appealing that a male beneficial allele will be selected to be linked to the Y sex chromosome. But actually, there have been few evidence that this sexual antagonism that drive the stepwise extension of recombination suppression. And actually, there have been other hypotheses. And so we thought maybe one way to distinguish that is to study organisms that don't show sexual antagonism. And if we find evolutionary strata in this organism without sexual antagonism, this means that other mechanisms than sexual antagonism can drive the evolution of recombination suppression, the extension of recombination suppression. And so we studied these fungi. So these are plant castrating fungi. So they produce the spore into the anthers of the plant in the place of pollen. And you can see here a drawing by Darwin in a letter he sent to Lydia Baker. And he was very interested in the change of sex of the plant because of the fungus. So in dioecious plants like the Silene latifolia, the female are transformed by the fungus into male-bearing anthers full of pollen. And so you can see here different Silene species, all parasitized by this fungus. And what is also interesting is that different species of this fungus parasitize different plant species. So there are many Macrobotrium species specialized each on a different plant species. And you can see here the gamete of the fungus. So there are two mating types, A1 and A2, and they have to mate between cells of different mating types at the haploid stage. But the different mating types do not show any other differences than just the mating type alleles, pheromone receptors, and pheromones. And in addition, actually, the haploid stage of the fungus is very brief, almost inexistent, because so the diploid spore germinate undergoing meiosis, producing four spores of two of A1 mating type and two of A2 mating types, and mating really occur readily within the tetrad just after the meiosis. So there is actually not enough a haploid phase where there could be different traits between the A1 and A2 mating types. So there are really no sexual antagonism and no mating type antagonism. So a brief reminder of how the mating type loci work in fungi, and in particular in the basidiomycete fungi, which are the mushrooms and the smuts, the worts, so one of the two main group of fungi. And in this basidiomycete, so there are two mating type loci usually, the HD locus with two homeodomain genes linked together, and the Pierre locus with pheromone genes and pheromone receptor genes. And so these are already two supergenes, so with already several genes clustered together and linked by recombination suppression. But usually they occur on different mating type chromosomes, and so they are not linked, they segregate independently. And so what is really important is that mating types are defined at the haploid stage, meaning that they don't prevent diploid selfing, because each diploid individual is necessarily heterozygous at the mating type loci, so they can self. And actually, so Mycobacterium fungi do self a lot. And in the selfing basidiomycete fungi, so this is the case of the Mycobacterium fungi, but also these smuts, the Ustilaco ordelis smuts, the Pierre and loci, Pierre and HD loci, have been brought together on the same chromosome and are linked by further recombination suppression. And so this is beneficial under selfing, because when you have only one mating type locus, you only segregate two mating type alleles. And so under selfing, one gamete is compatible with half of the other gametes and not just one fourth. So there have been repeated recombination suppression linking the Pierre and HD locus because it's beneficial under selfing. So that we understand why there is recombination suppression between these two mating type loci when there is selfing. But then the question was, do recombination suppression extend beyond the mating type genes, a gene that have nothing to do with mating type determinism? But so first, we studied this linkage of the Pierre and HD loci, and we wonder whether it was general in the Mycobacterium fungi and whether it occurred just once at the basis of the chelate or repeatedly. And so we sequenced a bunch of Mycobacterium genomes. So these are different species, specialists on different host plant species. And so we could have a very good assembly. And what was very striking was that actually there was repeated evolution of this HD and Pierre linkage across the phylogeny and with different types of rearrangement. So you have here the ancestral state with the Pierre chromosome and the HD chromosome separated. And so in this species, for instance, they became linked together by bringing the whole Pierre chromosome with one HD arm together. But in other species, it was the whole HD and Pierre loci chromosome that fused completely together. And in other species, they fused in the other orientation. And so there were many different types of rearrangement, meaning that these were different events of recombination suppression, of chromosomal rearrangement, linking the HD and Pierre loci together. And so you can see here, all the red arrows are independent events linkage of the HD and Pierre loci together, and most of them with different types of rearrangement. There have been also interesting cases here with two species with the mating type loci that stayed on different mating type chromosomes, but they each became linked to their centromeres, and which give the same odds of compatibility for the gametes under selfing. And so that's a very striking case of convergence, of repeated evolution of recombination suppression linking the HD and PR loci. But so that's not evolutionized strata, right? That we understand why they became linked because it's beneficial under selfing. But then we wonder whether recombination suppression extended beyond the mating type gene. So first we plotted the divergence, as is usually done on the X and Y chromosome, for instance, along this species chromosome order. And you can see here that on the recombining part, there is no differentiation because there is no heterozygosity. It's all homozygous because it's highly selfing. So it's very convenient because we can assess the recombination really looking just at the differentiation between the mating type chromosome, because when it's recombining, it's completely homozygous. So here you have the pseudo-autosomal regions recombining with no differentiation. And you can see here, there don't seem to be any strata, any stepwise extension of recombination suppression. But maybe it's because actually the two mating type chromosomes are completely rearranged in fungi. You can see here two autosomes from the same diploid, two homologous chromosome autosomes from a diploid individual. They are completely collinear, as expected, the autosomes. And you have here the two mating type chromosomes, A2 at the right and A1 at left, the centromere in yellow, the pseudo-autosomal region in gray, and you can see that they remained collinear. But in the whole region without recombination, there is a chaos of rearrangement. And it's not like in the X and the Y system where the X still recombine and so keep the ancestral gene order. Here, they are always heterozygous, so neither recombine, and they both undergo rearrangement. So probably here, it was not the ancestral gene order. So of course, we cannot reconstruct the evolution of recombination suppression extension, even if they were. So we wanted the ancestral gene order. So for that, we looked at the other Macrobiotium species that had still recombining mating type chromosomes. And so here you have again the phylogeny of the Macrobiotium fungi with different species. And here, two species with the HD and Pierre loci that remain on different chromosomes and are still recombining. And when you look at the synteny between these two very distant species of the mating type chromosomes, so the two mating type chromosomes, you can see that they are quite collinear. So if these two mating type chromosomes are still collinear, it means that they kept probably the ancestral gene order from the base of the clade here. So we consider that this was the ancestral gene order, and so we plotted the differentiation between the two mating type chromosomes in these species along the proxy for the ancestral gene order. And here, we did find evidence for evolutionary strata. So you have here the HD and Pierre loci that became linked together by this black stratum. And you have here two very ancient evolutionary strata with quite high differentiation that evolved before the linkage. And you have here two very young evolutionary strata with very low differentiation, but they are really not recombining so that the ancestral gene order. But now this part is right in the middle of the mating type chromosome, so it's definitely not recombining. So the differentiation level here may not seem very convincing to define the different strata, but actually that's not how we define the evolutionary strata. We really define the evolutionary strata with their presence, absence along the phylogeny. So again, you have the Macrobiotium phylogeny here, and here you have the what we call the blue and purple strata that are around each of the Pierre and HD loci and that are shared by almost all the species we have here. The orange evolutionary stratum are shared only by these species here, and the red evolutionary stratum here is only present in these two species. So really that means they evolved at different times. So this blue and purple stratum evolve here, the orange stratum evolve here, and the red evolve here. So the presence-absence is really a strong indication that they evolved at different times, meaning there is really stepwise extension of recombination suppression, and beyond mating type genes. So these are in regions that have nothing to do with the mating type determinism. And another line of evidence that it was really stepwise recombination suppression with the occurrence of trans-specific polymorphism. So the idea is as soon as you have recombination suppression, so each allele and independently accumulate different mutations. So if recombination suppression occurs after speciation, so you have differentiation between the A1 and A2 allele, if you consider one gene here between the HD and Pierre locus, but you will still have segregation of the allele according to the species. But if you have a recombination suppression here between the HD and Pierre locus before recombination suppression, before speciation, you will have differentiation between the A1 and A2 associated alleles before the speciation. And so you will have the A1 allele branching together and the A2 allele branching together, which is trans-specific polymorphism, and which is a very strong indication about when recombination suppression occurred. And this, again, supported the idea that the different evolutionized strata occurred at different times along the phylogeny. And so, for example, for this species, we could reconstruct the history of recombination suppression. So far, there have been evolutionary strata around each of the Pierre and HD loci. So there are the mating type genes, but recombination suppression extended beyond mating type genes around these two loci. And then the orange stratum extended again beyond the Pierre locus. Then the HD and Pierre locus were linked together. And then there have been the red and then the green evolutionary strata, again, extending recombination suppression beyond the mating type genes. And we found that occurred in many species. So just another example in this Silene paradoxa. So again, you had a stepwise extension of recombination suppression around HD and Pierre loci, the orange stratum. Then you had linkage of the HD and Pierre loci. Well, then it got a bit more complicated because then you had integration from a recombining species, restoring recombination in this region, but then again, recombination suppression, but then again, extension of recombination suppression beyond the mating type gene, both sides, and now there is just one pseudo-autosomal region and very, very short. And you can see here the evolutionary strata with several here and the two youngest, so very much younger than the other ones and extending recombination suppression across the whole chromosomes. And so you have a summary here, again, on the phylogeny of the Macrobiotium species of the different evolutionary strata not trapping mating type genes, and so supported by their presence-absence in the different species and by trans-specific polymorphism, in addition to the level of differentiation. And so they occurred in different branches, independently, repeatedly, and trapping different gene sets, because we have a different rearrangement linking the HD and Pierre loci together and then recombination suppression extended farther from the mating type loci, but it was not the same genes beyond mating type loci because the chromosome fused in different directions. So it's not just because the function was beneficial to be linked to the mating type gene, because it's not always the same function that became trapped in this evolutionary strata. And so we also found recombination suppression and extension of recombination suppression beyond mating type genes in several fungi. So for instance, in these dung fungi, so they live in the herbivore dung, the button mushroom, some human pathogens, some plant pathogens, some Neurospora species living in burn vegetation, and even in oomycetes, so that are not even fungi, that are closer to green algae. And so there have been repeatedly recombination suppression beyond mating type gene in several lineages of fungi. And just another example done by Fanny Hartmann on this Neurospora tetrasperma complex. So you can see again different evolutionary strata. So they are present in some lineage, but absent in other. And so in the species where they are absent, the chromosome are still collinear. And the species with the differentiation between the multi-type chromosome, you have rearrangement here. So really looking, showing that it's recombination suppression. And so that's another example, but there are plenty in fungi of recombination suppression extending farther than the mating type genes and to genes that have nothing to do with the mating type function. And so we found stepwise recombination suppression despite the lack of sexual antagonism. So there is no male and female function. They are not in Macrobotium, they are not even a haploid phase where there could be any difference between the A1 and A2 mating types. We also looked at whether we could find some evidence of diversifying selection at the genes linked to the mating type loci, but we found none. And actually, there are different genes among the different species. So really, the antagonistic selection does not seem to be able to explain this evolutionized strata in this fungi. And as I said, so the mating type chromosome are always heterozygous. There is no asymmetry like the XXXY system, though there is no dosage compensation mechanism that could also explain this evolutionary strata. But one very interesting point is that it's not in all fungi that we find this evolutionary strata. It's only in the dikaryotic fungi. So most fungi are not haploid or dikaryotic, meaning that they have two nuclei per cell, but not fused by karyogamy, but that more or less equivalent to diploidy. And we don't find evolutionary strata in haploid fungi. So you have here, for instance, the Neurospora tetrasperma species. So it compacts the two mating type nuclei together in a spore just after meiosis. So again, it's never haploid. And here we find evolutionary strata. And the basidiomycetes are all dikaryotic for their main phase. And in all the ascomycetes that are mostly haploid, we don't find evolutionary strata, except in the few ascomycetes that are dikaryotic, like Neurospora tetrasperma or some podospora that produce autofertile spores. And so we thought that maybe, actually, evolutionary strata may have evolved to shelter deleterious mutation. And so Paul J will present a model this afternoon trying to see whether this could work and to generate evolutionary strata, and it does seem to work. And so with that, I'd like to acknowledge the many people in the team that have been working on that for long, and the founder, and you for your attention.